The secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council has vehemently rejected U.S. calls for U.N. inspectors to visit Iran's military sites under the pretext of implementing the 2015 nuclear deal. Ali Shamkhani stressed that inspecting Iran's military sites has no legal standing and is an already nullified case. Shamkhani noted that evaluations made by the International Atomic Energy Agency prove the absence of undeclared nuclear material and activities in Iran. He warned that the U.S. government's attempts to escape from its commitments under the nuclear agreement undermine the deal. Shamkhani added that the Islamic Republic would respond to any violations of the nuclear accord. On August 29th, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. urged the IAEA to request access to Iranian military sites. Iran has repeatedly rejected such demands, saying they are off limits under the nuclear agreement. Joining us live now from New York is Mr. James Jatras, who is a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, and he's joining us live now via Skype. Mr. Jatras, what do you make of this at this time?
Well, I think there's a broad consensus that the status of the nuclear agreement here in the United States is on very shaky ground, that there's a lot of advice being given to Donald Trump, both within his administration and from outside, to declare Iran is in violation of the agreement or to push Iran to itself repudiate the agreement because the United States is not honoring it. It's unclear what they hope to achieve with this, but that seems to be a very strong move at this point. We saw yesterday that President Trump did extend waiver on sanctions while slapping new sanctions on 11 individuals having nothing to do with the nuclear agreement. So the can is still being kicked down the road, but the next big hurdle will come in October.
And so where do you think this will all end up? Are we going to perpetually have this sort of nervousness around what the Trump administration will do vis-a-vis the nuclear deal, or will this be resolved at some point either way?
I don't know how it can be resolved in the sense that we can say the agreement will stay in place, be accepted, and be honored by all sides. It obviously could be resolved definitively if the United States repudiates the agreement, or as I say, if we push Iran to repudiate it. I would say there's a very strong chance that Trump will declare that Iran is in violation of the agreement and he will trash it in October. I hope that's not the case. It's not certain, but I think there's a very strong likelihood.
Okay, so let's look at the day after that hypothetical situation. Let's say Trump does find some pretext, false or otherwise, to put Iran in violation of his deal. Then what happens then? Because Iran says that it'll be the U.S. Reputation which will be hurt.
Exactly right, and this would, I think, leave American policy quite isolated. Look, I'm not a big fan of Barack Obama. I think one of the few things he did do right was to get an agreement, maybe not the best agreement in the world, but I think probably the best that was attainable. But the key there was to get Russia and China and other major powers on board and to provide an incentive, an opportunity for Iran as well to come to an agreement on a matter that should be satisfactory to all sides. Without that, I don't know what these people plan to do, although let's keep in mind there are an awful lot of people here who believe that in the absence of the nuclear agreement, or for that matter, even with it, the solution is a military one.
Very well, Mr. Jatras, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time and to share your insight with us.
Thank you.